much agree.
From the Honda North Studios. Strudel? No. Awesome deals, Yavol. Lease an all-wheel drive CRV from $249 a month before the weather starts to turn. During Cartoberfest. Going on now at Honda North. Hurry in today. WLER. Butler. Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. On The Rock Station. 97.7.
We welcome you to another edition of our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented in part by Shady Lady Productions. That's because Utah Burgess is sitting across the table from me right now, and we are ready to talk local music. How you doing, Utah?
Doing good, Bob.
I'm Bob Cupp, and we have a special guest in the studio, direct from Nashville. At least this time, I don't think she left at 2 o'clock in the morning to get here. She's in town visiting, and we wanted to grab her. And that is Elena, who is somebody who grew up in this area, got involved in the music scene, and promptly leapt after her dream 7 years ago and went to Nashville and has become a very, very talented and honored songwriter in her own right. She and Adam Kowal left the area together, and they're still hanging out down in Nashville and trying to make a go of it. So we'll get an update from them.
She is being recognized. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, she's been honored with some songwriter awards and is going on a national tour that will bring her in front of a lot of young people, which we will let her explain, but it's a pretty cool opportunity. We've mentioned it. Maybe you heard us talk about it a while back when it was first announced last spring, right before summer rolled around. The big announcement came out, and that's now officially happening, and we'll get more on that. Of course, here we are. Welcome to October, and that time of year for you to get out and find something fun to do. And, well, we have something for you next week. It's called a Stop on the Rock Done Right Tour. And it's back down to Zillionople for year number 3 of the Zilly on Tap event. Beer, munching, and jamming all together, all in one time, Saturday, October 13th.
Yes, it's not too late to get your tickets, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend, I can tell you right now. And it's always a fun event, and it helps out two great community causes there in Zillionople, the library and the community park pool. So.
Well, let's be perfectly honest, Utah. It could be pouring down rain, and if there's beer involved, it's a beautiful weekend. So
you're right.
But they have two sessions of beer tasting next Saturday. You can do an afternoon session from 2 to 5, and then they have the evening session from 7 till 10 o'clock. And note that the first session has had a time change since the very first time they ran this. Just a little bit of an adjustment there. And then they have a VIP session that runs from 6 to 10, so you can buy, for a little bit more of a cost, an opportunity to really get in and kind of kick off your evening. A little special. You get a premium tasting glass that's sandblasted with the etched logo. They've got a really cool logo for this
thing.
Yeah,
they do.
And you'll have a VIP bathroom facilities, too, which might be worth the price of admission in its own right. As you cruise around and sample the different beers, I mean, my goodness, there is going to be between a dozen and two dozen breweries here, and it's closer to two dozen than it is a dozen. It's a real good opportunity for you to sample some great tasting beer and help out an important cause and see some local music all in one night.
Yeah, I suggest you make sure you stop by the Butler Area Society Homebrewers Tent as well. Good friends there. I'm a part of that group. They do our beer tent every year at Band Jam, and they'll have something good for you, as will everybody. But yeah, stop in and say hi to the gang there.
And they have tickets through Eventbrite, and encourage you. It saves you money if you buy them ahead of time. And I wouldn't chance, you know, it's something that does have the potential to sell out. I know especially the evening sessions have really gotten packed. If they haven't sold them out, they've gotten close. Now, there's a lot of room there, which is the cool part. But, you know, when you're getting close to selling out your allotted amount of tickets, that's a good thing, because it's helping two entities down in Zelenople, the community library, and their pool initiative as well, as they do many great things down in Zelenople. And this is just one of them. But you can sift craft brews from everybody, not only Bash, but Knockin' Noggin Cider is going to be there, Missing Link, Shoe Brew, North Country, Grist House, Recon, Croker's Brew, Stick City, Brew 32, Voodoo, Butler Brew Works, Reclamation, Big Rail, Fury, Barnstone, Union Brothers, Cobble House, Vincenni, I'm not familiar with, but there's another name, so good opportunity. Timber Creek, Cold Tipple, Arsenal Cider, Kohler Brewing, Burgers, and there's even more, believe it or not. So there's going to be barbecue. Yeah. Am I making you thirsty yet? Am I making you hungry? And then you get on top of that, Brother from Another Mother, good old Ernie, Trailheads and Wine and Spirit, and that's the music part of it.
Yep. So. Well, speaking of Brother from Another Mother, Mr. Dave Hamilton is the one that puts the music together for this. He does a great job every year, and they are going to be performing there, like you mentioned. And so maybe we can get into some music and play some Brother from Another Mother and a song called For My Friends.
Well, let's do it. And we'll follow that up with the Andy Davis Band and their song Small Town. And if you are not recognizing the name, Andy Davis Band was the local band here from Western Pennsylvania. I think, if I remember off the top of my head, they're down toward the Greensburg area. But Andy Davis Band opened up for Maddie and Tay when they made their national stop at the old historic Pullman Park here in Butler. And so we'll play their new song called Small Town. It's Grassroots. And we visit with Elena up next tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
Sense of these rhymes and get your applause. So I start with myself, but what more can I say? I'm just a young punk trying to do my best from day to day. I walk on 2 feet, don't always preach what I speak, but I mean what I say when there's wisdom displayed. There were so many times that I let myself down, but I can't let this head drag with my ass all over the ground. Good people surround to keep me true to my sound. They don't like to see me frown, they pick me up when I'm down. Love them for this, I can't say it enough. If you think that I'm lying, then call me on my bluff. Yo, my family is tight, tried true and tough, and through a lot of stupid drama, sometimes I've been rough. You can never let go of the people that you love. They all heaven sent, delivered from above. So keep your mind tuned in and oil like a glove, and cherish all the people that you think the world of. One more time.
the sake of saying it, we are in this together. There's no other way of shaping it. They can't break us, take us, in other words, this place is. But the music goes on and will forever embrace us. Deep inside is where my fire burns so alive. Balls packed and I let these thoughts juke and drop. Around my mind there is a world that's lost track of time. The second hand keeps ticking, but the minutes left behind. So take some time, be thankful for those around. We did this together, turn the family to a crowd. Stand proud and knowing that you're living for today. And be thankful for every breath you ever been taking. You know, we are in this together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't you know? We are in this together.
sail.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our show here tonight. You found the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7. And this segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, open Monday through Saturday in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special. And generally, refreshingly good times. And one of our main sponsors of the show. In fact, they've been the primary original sponsor that's been along for the entire ride here.
Very first one. Thank you, Rainbow Inn, for putting this show on the air.
Absolutely.
Keeping it on the air.
That's right. Well, we are glad that you, the listeners out there, are helping keeping us on the air as well. And we're excited to have another guest back who's been with us a few different times, but she's in the studio with us. I think the last time we talked to her, it was via phone call because things were happening down in Nashville. Of course, she's a resident of Nashville now, originally from this area.
Yeah, and that phone call was easier than the first time I think they were on their show. Didn't you guys drive all night long to be here to perform?
You remember
at 9
that,
in the morning?
2 o'clock. We got in at 2 o'clock or 2:30 and then got up to come in here. Man, we were tired.
Yeah. But you did it.
That's worth it, man.
It's part of the gig, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about Elena, who's joining us again. It's good to see you back.
Hi. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Well, we're going to get caught up again, and you're going to do a couple songs live in the studio with us here this morning. We're excited about that. Of course, we're recording this in the morning and playing it back at night. And we're excited to have you in town here briefly, at least, to visit with you and hear some of the music. You've been writing a lot of stuff, and I think the last time we spoke, there was some breaking news coming out around you. You had put out a new song called Wicked City, which was fabulous. And
thank you.
Has not only played here, but is playing on our sister station, WBUT, Butt Kickin' Country. And we're going to talk about a tour that we had actually briefly mentioned then that was starting to come together for you. And we're going to get into that here tonight. But you've been staying busy. That's good, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Always busy. And that's the way I like it.
Yeah. Writing some new material. I know you and your cohort, Adam Kowal, if we go kind of back in time a little bit, you guys were natives of this area and met at a songwriter's kind of workshop deal.
Yeah.
Right?
You remember that? Oh, my gosh. We met at a regional NSAI meeting. And NSAI stands for Nashville Songwriters Association International. And the headquarters is in Nashville, but they have regional meetings all across the country that local people will run. And so we met there and started writing together and found out that we lived 5 minutes away from each other. So it was pretty funny, you know. And then I wanted to move to Nashville, and I asked him. And he had some things to rearrange, but it worked out. And we've been there a little over 7 years now.
Isn't that amazing? I can't believe it's been that
long.
Yeah,
I know. Gosh.
I guess we have been doing this show for over 6 years now. It's kind of crazy. But I mean, the melting pot that is Nashville, I mean, that just has to be an incredible scene to be surrounded by.
I can't even begin to tell you how many talented people there are there. And I mean, when I moved to Nashville, I wasn't the greatest singer, you know. And obviously, I wasn't the greatest songwriter, but just being there and being around people that are way better than you will make you better. And so it's an honor to like witness that and just be able to go to shows every night. Every night there's something amazing happening. So
speaking of songwriters associations, also you have been female songwriter of the year of the Tennessee Songwriters Association several years in a row too.
Yeah,
so
I was that was
impressive.
2013, 14, 15 I won that award.
And that's awesome. And I mean, truly, I think Utah will agree with me when I say we've been able to watch your career grow and your songwriting talents. And you say, I'm not that good of a singer. Well, we've watched that develop into somebody that we have a lot of respect for, because you two can write songs together and you can perform them. And a lot of people can't say that.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Adam is a really great person to write songs with. He has a lot of awesome, unique ideas. And he doesn't want to be on the air, but, you know, he loves to be in the background and support me. But, you know, I wish he was on the air with me right now.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, I mean, I program a country station, and we see a lot of the music that comes across from the big stars that are getting that national break and have become part of the country music industry. They don't write their own songs, you know, a lot of them. I mean, there are some, you know, there are many that do. So it takes a talented songwriter to make a song, and for somebody to be able to write that themselves and perform it, I mean, that just shows there's extra special talent too. You know, not everybody can write a song.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that I've, like, worked years into crafting. I mean, it's not really something that is taught, you know, in elementary school or anything. You know, it's a different thing. But, you know, there's more and more artists now writing their songs just because of labels and the money with that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, there are definitely artists out there that have had long-standing careers, like Tim McGraw, just because he knows what a number one or, you know, a hit sounds like. Mm-hmm. And that takes a talent too, you know, to know, you know, what that sounds like. Yeah. And but yeah, there's more artists writing, and there's just so much talent out there. Yeah. I mean,
no, and hey, don't second guess. You're one of those talents, no doubt. I know it's, you know, this is a difficult industry, and because it is changing as well. But at the same time, that allows you to put some of your music out there, and you know, you've heard those stories in the past where that one song catches somebody and it can break somebody's career, and that's what you have to keep focused on, especially when you're down in that melting pot of Nashville. I'm sure that's difficult at times, enjoyable at times, but frustrating at times too.
Oh yeah, definitely. I've heard a lot of no's from publishers and people in the industry. I've got a lot of great response the last, like, year or two. I feel like all I've been hearing is like, oh, you're really great. Like, your songs are great. Your voice is great. You just need that one person to find you. And I've heard that over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but why can't you be that one person? Why can't it be you, man?
Yeah. We need Oz, you know what I'm to pull saying? Back the screen, you know?
So, I don't know. It's just that, you know, where it works, that magic moment, that magic song, and all about, like, you know, just being a DIY artist too, an indie artist, and promoting yourself and making money for yourself. You know, labels look at that, and that's important to them in an industry that is, you know, has been losing money, you know.
Sure. And to, you know, to any local band out there that is trying to do the same thing, I mean, I'm sure we have many in this area here that are just trying to find that one break. You know, but we tip our cap to you guys. I mean, jumping in, a lot of people, you know, may have a thought process of going to a bigger city and trying, you know, their wares. And you guys have done that and tried to stick with it. And, you know, you never know when that break's going to happen.
Yeah.
So. But to watch the caliber of music you have put out and watch that grow has been impressive for us back here doing this particular show, you know.
And at least a million other people have caught it, too, because you have over a million YouTube views. So that's pretty dang impressive.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, that's a marquee benchmark, too. So kind of remind us again, and I know you know we have talked to that, you know, about that, the four of us in this room before. Your songwriting process, you know, is it melodies? Is it writing? You know, what inspires your songs?
Oh my gosh, just things that I go through, things that I love. Like I would really like to. I'm gonna play a song called "Play Dumb." Later on, and I'm excited about that one, and just it's from about things that I love, and I feel like, I don't know, a lot of time it's melody for me. I've really tried to improve my lyrics, and I felt like on that song I wrote a lot of the, like, verse lyrics, which is a lot of the story. So yeah, I don't know, it depends on the song, it depends on the co-writer, but yeah.
Yeah. And have you worked, I mean, obviously you've collaborated with Adam a lot. Have you guys dove into that scene where you've met up with other songwriters and kind of worked together a bit?
Yeah, we definitely do a lot of, like, three-way co-writes. Like, it'll be me, him, and, like, one other person. I feel like that's a magic formula for us, is just the three people.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. Well, you've teased it. Why don't we play it? You've got a new song out, and we kind of saw this in a post a couple of weeks back before we got together for this show that you had put up, and it really caught our attention, and we were fortunate to Utah came into the know that you were going to be in town, and we were able to get you in here. But this this is a fun play on words kind of song, isn't it?
It's been getting a really great response, so I'm excited about it. I'm thinking about recording it in the future for for a new project, but it's called Play Dumb.
Okay. Well,
I got a friend whose nickname is Little Debbie, so
here you
go,
buddy. Are you serious?
Yep. Here you go, buddy.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Well, let's give it a listen. It's Play Dumb. It's Elena in the studio here tonight live with us on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Shopping at the all-night mini mart, dropping Little Debbie's in my cart. When the sheriff showed up with a pair of handcuffs, it took me away. Brought me into question about how my ex went missing. His mom's worried that he's hurt, he hasn't been to work in the last 7 days. Neighbors said the last time they saw him alive, he and I were pulling out the drive. Cops want me to talk, but my lips are locked. I got nothing to say. So I play dumb. Ooh. Let the whole town talk. Let the rumors run. Play dumb. Ooh. They're waiting for me to slip up, but I'm smart enough to sit back and just play. Have a body, and I know they're never gonna find it. Cause I got rid of the gloves, knife, and the gun, and any trace of DNA. That monster left me with no choice. He'd beat on me behind closed doors. Would they believe me if I told my story? Now that's a chance that I can't take. So I paid up.
We burn towns. Burn towns. You and me, you and me. We're high on that crazy kind of love that isn't strong enough to hold up when the bad turns to worse. I'm tired of striking all these matches when I'm still standing in the ashes of every. Up the sky until it's gone.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
We're back with Elena here on the Grassroots Show tonight, The Rock Station 97.7. This segment brought to you by our friends up on the hill, high on the hill, right on the price. That is our friends at Broz's Superette. And they are deli and then some. Your local butcher, deli, meats, and sides, and anything you might need. If you need something quick and easy and you're up on that end of town, hop on in. And if you're not on that end of town, it's worth your drive to get there. They are at the corner of Rockenstein and South Main Street in Butler here. Broz's Superette, one of our sponsors. Yeah, Elena's in the studio with us here. We just heard the song Burn Out, which that's not on an EP yet, or is it? Kind of update us on that.
It was a single that I had released this past January. Okay. So it's on Spotify and iTunes. If you want to hear it again, then I released that earlier this year.
Okay, and let's throw it out there right now while we're chatting. Where can people find your music and a little bit about you online?
Well, like I said, I'm definitely on Spotify and iTunes under Elena, and my name is spelled A-L-A-Y-N-A, so it's a little different. But I'm also everywhere online, basically, elenasmusic.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, all that.
All the good social media sites.
Yeah.
That are a must-have nowadays for any musician.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
That's great. The song Play Dumb, you just played it for us live in the studio. That is a phenomenal song. And is that relatively new in the production?
Thank you. Yeah, we finished it a couple months ago, and I'm definitely considering that. For a future project. It's getting really great response. So I'm excited about it.
Very, very well written. And I think, you know, we kind of talked about in the last segment, that we've been able to watch your growth as a musician with your songwriting and your performance. And I think that's a great example of where you're at, what you've aspired to. The guitar playing, the vocals, the songwriting portion of that was fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was really nice. And
also the perseverance, because we were talking offline. I mean, you said you've been down there 7-8 years now.
Yeah.
And, we're discussing offline just how many people you met when you went down there that still aren't there, you know, that ended up moving away and leaving the scene, and you've been sticking it out.
There's people, yeah. I mean, we had friends that left after 6 months, and you know, it might just be a personal choice. You know, maybe Nashville wasn't for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, didn't realize what was all went into it, and that's okay. But you know, they say like the people that make it are the ones that hold on the longest. You know,
right.
So we're still there, and I feel it coming.
Well, even the time that you've been down there, I mean, I think Nashville has just, that melting pot has expanded in the time period that you've been down there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, there now it's like, all these condos are being built, all these new hotels, like every day knocking down buildings downtown. It's crazy. I mean, the town is just expanding.
And that affords opportunity, but it also, the more people that come, then it's tougher.
More to sift through.
Yeah.
More competition, I guess you could say.
But I like the comment you made in the last segment that you know, being around this much talent, and even considering that maybe some of that talent's better than you, it helps you progress as a musician and performer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because like I said, like I wasn't the greatest singer. You know, I'm never going to be like the greatest singer. There's always going to be someone better than you. But I mean, being around excellent people, outstanding people, that'll inspire you. It'll motivate you, and it'll make you better as well.
And to just be able to rub elbows with that, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You progressed to the point that last year you were named a Country Music Association Emerging Artist.
So oh, yeah. That was awesome.
That's pretty.
I got to have a booth at the CMA Fest in the Music City Center. They didn't do that this year, unfortunately, but that was great.
Just to have that exposure.
Yeah.
To be around that's crazy how well attended that thing is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You got to get a ticket now, especially if you're going to be in any of the shows, you know.
Let's
get a ticket now. Well, you're already missed for next year. You
know
what I mean?
They're already on sale, right?
Yeah. Usually they sell out. I know some people that go down every year, and unfortunately they've been on the front end of, you know, they get their tickets right then and there and for the next year already. So, but to have that exposure, and I mean, that says something about what you've been doing. So that's an impressive piece. And not only that, but, you know, any artist wants to say they're going on tour. And as this show airs, you are literally doing that in something very unique that is going to give you the opportunity to kind of reach out to younger students and maybe musicians in their own right. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I have never had this opportunity before, but I was asked to go on a school tour, and it's called the PSA School Tour. PSA, in this case, stands for Public Service Ambassadors, Ambassadors of Hope. So there's, I think, about 12 to 16 artists, and we're all going out on our own route individually to different schools, kindergarten through 12, depending on the material of each artist and what their story is, you know. So, and then we all go on our own route and visit multiple schools a day.
Wow.
And share our story and our music and inspire kids to make positive, healthy choices and inspire them to pursue their dreams.
That's so phenomenal to have music connected to that and musicians connected to that, because I think, you know, we all identify with music, and what a way to reach out for young people and maybe just give them that moment of thought process where they, you know, wow, they see somebody, you know, playing guitar, singing, writing,
mm-hmm.
and then they would, you know, maybe be inspired to follow that same path.
They're like, oh, I want to do that too, you know, or... You know, just tell them whatever your dream is, whatever your hopes are, like, you can do it. Just, you know, don't ever let go of it and stay positive and work hard,
and,
you know.
Yeah. Well, and certainly you guys are a great sample of that. You know, you'll have a great story to tell, no doubt. And we'll keep people up to date on the progression of that tour, because it could be bringing you through this area, hopefully, or at least Pennsylvania. So.
Yeah.
That's cool. But to be among, I mean, one of, what, nine other artists, one of ten in the nation to have this opportunity to do that. And it's no simple process just doing this. I mean, you had to go through training and everything to be a part of this tour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had training and, you know, figure out the things that, you know, we should say, how we should, you know, talk to the students and what we shouldn't say, you know, what trigger words might be. So just putting in that, it's a lot of, you know, that leadership position.
Yeah. Yeah. And Adam gets to go with you, though, which is pretty cool. So you guys...
Yeah. We have like a crew that helps us. We get to bring up to four people, and Adam, my co-writer, will be going with me. He's been really supportive of me throughout the years, and we write a lot of songs together. And he likes the kind of behind-the-scenes stuff and setting up stuff. So if he wants to go, then heck yeah, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is there any idea on how lengthy this possibly could be? I mean, is this a multi-month thing? Is it just a few weeks? What's the process? How does that work?
It'll literally be like a regular school year.
Okay.
So, you know, October to the end of June 2019.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, it's like employment for a year.
Right.
So
to have that opportunity, we've talked about the exposure that you got at CMA Fest, and now you're going to be exposed to a whole nother generation that's out of that area where you've been residing for the last, you know, 7 years.
I can't wait. I'm so excited to meet the kids and, you know, hopefully inspire them and make some new Alaniacs.
Alaniacs, we love it. If you're not
my
an
fan
Alaniac,
name,
you're
yeah.
missing it, okay?
Alaniac.
That's awesome. You actually have written a song that is going to be kind of coupled for the tour, is that right?
Yeah, I decided, you know, because we're going through our music, and there's, you know, for every artist, there's certain things that we can play that's appropriate, and certain things or certain songs, you know, that you have, it might not be as appropriate, you know, for students. Like, for example, like my song Play Dumb, like I'm not going to play that.
Yeah.
But that's more for me as an artist and for my personal project. But yeah, I went into a co-write with a couple friends of mine, Donna King and Joe Slyzalia, just amazing writers. And I said, you know, I'm going on this tour and I'd love to have a song, you know, for the kids, and to play something that would like make them smile and motivate them. And so I had this idea for a song called Hey Hater. And so we wrote this one, and I'm really liking it.
Awesome. Well, she's going to play it live in the studio too, so you'll get the opportunity to have a little sneak peek. And then we're going to follow that up with another song called Mover and Shaker. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Yeah. That was a single of mine this past year too. I released Burnt Out first, and then in April I released this one. And I wrote it because some people in Nashville call me a mover and shaker. They're like, Elena, you're a mover and shaker. You're always doing something. You're always like on it, you know. And so I just wanted to write a song, like kind of a motivational song about that. And I wrote that with Adam Kowal and our good friend Scott Barrier.
Awesome. Well, we're going to give that a listen here tonight. We wish you the best of luck. Hopefully one of those songs that you've heard here tonight is that one that just grabs somebody. And next thing you know, we're talking about Elena Dolan. Something even bigger and grander than
next
just
thing
the,
you know, we're yeah. contacting her people to get her on the air.
Yeah. Talking to her people to get to Adam to hopefully get to Elena, right?
To get to Adam. Yes.
Well, hey, we appreciate you including us in on this, and especially with your visit back home here briefly. And best of luck on the tour. I hope you guys have a great time, and certainly wish you nothing but the best in the future.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate your time.
All right, Elaniacs, listen in. Hey Hater, this is one of the songs that she'll be doing on the upcoming school tour. Here tonight, here it is for you on the Rock Station and the Grassroots Show on 97.7.
You wanna hate on my style, wanna hate on my clothes, why you always try to mess with my flow? No, just no. Hide behind your screen, talk behind my back. Really, what you think I wouldn't hear about that? Hate on my friends, wanna hate on my ride, but I ain't gonna let you wreck my night or my life. Nice try. Hey, 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 hater, I ain't got time for you, so see you later. Got better things to do than let you up in my head. I'm gonna be who I am. You don't gotta like me, but you ain't gotta be.
Make a name, make a mark on the radar, cause it's in my DNA to make my own tidal waves, crashing in, rolling out, taking over this town. Cause I'm a mover and shaker, no trailblazer, ain't got time for the time wasters. Groundbreaker, I'm a risk taker, rising to the top like struggle. I'm all about the hustle and overlooked underdog. Who will define the odds? So I'm a mover and shaker, no trailblazer. Ain't got time for the time wasters. Groundbreaker, I'm a risk taker, rising to the top like an elevator. Mover and shaker. Cause I'm a mover and shaker.
grilling season at Bros' Superette. Stock up for your summer parties, cookouts, and camp. Pick up your burgers, hot dogs, kielbasa, wings, steaks, or marinated chicken. Then grab a couple of side dishes and buns, and you'll be all set for an easy meal. Plus, try their smoked meats. And Bros' is king of the ham loaf in Butler. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4. Corner of South Main and Rockenstein, where they're high on the hill and right on the price. It's Rose's Super End.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On Tuesday, October 2nd, join Frank Vieira at Jurgles Rhythm Grill in Warrendale. And also at Jurgles coming up this week on Wednesday, a very special acoustic show featuring Scott Blasey of the Clarks and Mary Lou Scherter. Mary Lou takes the stage at 7 o'clock that evening, with Scott going on from 8:30 to 10. And Mary Lou and Scott will even do a special duet at the end of the show. It is all to benefit Children's Hospital. So head to Jurgles Wednesday, October 3rd, for that very special event. On Friday, October 5th, you can catch Washboard Tony with one of his drum circles at the Butler Wellness Center from 7 to 8 o'clock. And then, later that evening at the Butler American Legion Post on Main Street in Lindora, beginning at 9. And Washboard will also be at Cummings Coffee West the following Friday, October 12. It's Rocktoberfest 2018 that continues the Rock for Life series, Friday, October 5th. And on Saturday, October 6th, it's Zone 8's Rock and Roll Birthday Bash, featuring the Climo Brothers at the Good Time Bar and Grill. And don't forget the Rock for Recovery 2, that is happening October the 6th, kicking off at noon with five local bands, including Anger the Ant, the Holland Brothers Band, NCR, Slammin' Doors, and The Remedy. That location has been moved to the Butler Moose Lodge. Rock for Recovery 2, benefiting our friend Dave Sloan. And don't forget the Rock Done Right Tour continues in the month of October with Zeely on Tap, Saturday, October 13th, with two sessions of beer tasting from 2 to 5 and 7 to 10, with a special VIP admission opportunity from 6 to 10. It's at the Zillianople Community Park and benefits two organizations, the Zillianople Community Library and the new pool initiative in Zillianople. You'll have an opportunity to see something like 18 different breweries and enjoy the music as well of Brother from Another Mother, Good Old Ernie, Trailheads, and headliner Wine and Spirit. Check out Zeely on Tap via Eventbrite, where you can get your tickets ahead of time. It's the Rock Done Right Tour stop for the month of October. Presented in part by Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
This segment of our show on the Grassroots Show being brought to you by P&W Construction as we get ready to wind down the evening together, our local music show Grassroots here tonight. And I want to go back to the first segment too and give a shout out to Meat Locker Recording Studio, who also helps to bring our show each and every week. We thank all of our sponsors for being a part of what we feel is a very important show here on The Rock Station, and from Shady Lady Productions, talking about local music, talking about the scene, and getting some of the music out there that gets you excited about this scene. I know it excites us and has for well over 6 years now, and I hope it's exciting you. Great visit with Elena tonight. Was honored to have her in as a special guest here tonight. You, Tom, glad you were able to bump into her and make that happen as she was swinging through town briefly back to her hometown and then on the way back down to Nashville.
And hopefully she'll be swinging through the area on her national tour also in the future. So that'd be really cool.
Yeah, we'll keep you up to date on that. And in particular, if you check out the concert calendar, we'll keep you up to date. Want to give a special shout out as well to a lot of the people that are putting together different events. You know, we talked about the Rock Done Right Tour and the Zeely on Tap event, and that features local music. And we kind of hit on this last week, I think it was, mentioning some of the different events that are fundraisers Of course, the Rock Done Right Tour kind of focuses in on that, but just events that are helping out people or a cause, and they include local music around it. And for those listeners out there that get out and support that, we give you a special salute. Both ends of the spectrum, the people that are putting those things together. You know, we had the Rock for Recovery 2 yesterday, for example. For the people that work hard putting those things together, the bands that have joined together and made that happen, it seems to be a special camaraderie happening with a lot of local bands wanting to be a part of these and work together on events, and for those that get out and support those causes.
Well said, Bob. I agree 100%.
So get out and see a local show. I think you'll dig it. We're going to wrap up with some local music here tonight, and I'm going to feature... twofold. One of the bands that was part of Band Jam, and we'll look ahead to the Rock Done, or the Rock Done Right tour stop that is next week.
Yeah, we'll throw on some Dinner Bell Road and their song Play Me a Song.
And we'll follow that up with the band that will be headlining next week's Zeely on Tap, and that's the band Wine and Spirit. They were recently shown as part of the Pirates television broadcast for their Friday night salutes to local bands, and we'll play the song that they featured that night called This Night. And we'll see you again next week on the Grassroots Show. It's here every Sunday night for you at 7 o'clock on The Rock Station 97.7. Streaming as well, 977rocks.com. And don't forget, the show is archived there as well on demand at 977rocks.com.
Chilling on a dirt road, warming my hand in my Chevy van. The dude on the radio singing about dying a happy man. Well, I'm on Tulsa time. You know that ain't my style. I need a driving around song. I turn that radio down. The next fella singing about how his girl's lips taste like the fruity wine.
Sangria.
Well, any girl like that, man, she never been the queen of a double wine. Looking for a song of the south, I turn that knob again. Let down a window, maybe catch me a Seminole wind. Play me a song. Oh, play me a song. You know I didn't want to hear it once. Please don't play it again. I got my convoy headed to the river. I feel like a rambling man. These songs I'm hearing today, give me the summertime blues. I need a fiddle and a steel guitar. Make me dance in my hillbilly shoes. Play me a song. Whoa, play me a song. Something that a good old boy can relate to. Sit right here and drink a beer too. Make me fall in love with a rainy night. If there's dust on the bottom, around a ring of fire and a party crowd. Whiskey bent, hellbound all summer long. Play me a song. Oh, play me a song. A good run of bad luck trying to find a song is worth a day. Something in a shade of John Deere green for this hard-working man. And I'll shake the sugar tree, cause that's what I like to do. Or jump out of a tall, tall tree when I got better things to do. So play me a song. Oh, play me a song. Something that a redneck woman can relate to. A family tradition that we can sing to. A tune that'll show us all how to walk the line. You can fix a drink and get drunk on a plane. For me, I prefer smoky mountain rain. And 18 wheels in the heartland rolling on. Play me a song. Oh, play me a song. That's right. But the next one, man, you gotta get it right. The country boys and girls drinking on the farm. So play us a song. We'll play us a song. Something that a good old boy can relate to. Sit right here and drink a beer too. Made me fall in love with a rainy night. There's dust on the bottle, I drink it down. Round a ring on fire and a party crowd. Whiskey bent, hellbound all summer long. Play me a song. Whoa, play me a song. Yeah, the race is on. Yeah.
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. The temperature isn't the only thing falling. Check out super low prices during Cartoberfest. Going on now, only at Honda North. This is the Rock Station, 97.7 WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry. www.977rocks.com.
will fail to be. The pessimistic one who sees the end to come, where every joy is lost to a tragedy. And still you wonder why you cannot find your peace today. How is you meant to live with so much more than this? And now if only you could see, you could be standing out in the sun still. The rain's coming down, the rain's coming down. There ain't a cloud inside still. Your heartbeat's cold. Brings me down the way you drag around your heavy heart just like a stone. Well, keep your misery, don't put it on me, 'cause I got problems of my own. You could be standing out in the sun still. The rain's coming down, the rain's coming down. So keep your cloud and darkness and doom off my parade.
Station 97.7.
Jim!
rock station. 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7 on the rock station. 97.7.
This week, Time Warp is warping back to 1977.
Capitol Records presents the Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl. Vintage recordings from their unforgettable appearances at the Hollywood Bowl.
1977 and more.
Thank you very much.
This week on
Time Warp with Bill St. James.
Check out Time Warp, Saturday mornings at 8 on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Do you have a family history of breast cancer? A woman's risk doubles if a first-degree relative has been diagnosed with breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I want to remind and encourage women to always get their annual mammogram. I am Carol Goldinger. I'm proud to say I'm a breast cancer survivor. So please make the time to get your exam and take care of yourself for the good of your entire family.
This message presented by Deal Automotive, the Slippery Rock University Office of Campus Recreation, Join us for Hellfest, October 16th, 9 to 2 at the Ark, and the Butler Radio Network.
Three.
Wow.
The Rock Station. 97.7. Station 97.7.